following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Lowe's, never stop improving means bringing you new and improved products. It also means we need to make room for new stuff. Announcing Lowe's Make Room for New Stuff clearance event. Save up to 30% on top brands like Delta, Moen, and American Standard, including faucets, vanities, bath, and shower doors. Also save on ceramic tile, in-stock carpet, and sheet vinyl. If you're inspired to improve your bath and flooring, now is the perfect time. Lowe's never stop improving. Offer is good while supplies last. Products may vary by store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You won't want to miss the three-day sale going on this weekend at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer incredible sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. Hurry in this weekend because these sale prices won't last long. Stock up and save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on this Friday morning. Filling in for Doug Duda, I'm Skip Berry, and I'm co-hosting the show today, Spencer Schubert. This is the Doug and Daddy Show. But Daddy left the show 6 weeks ago. Doug is gone. I mean, first off, this is getting far away from the name.
To be fair, we do still have.
There we go. To be fair, we do still have a smaller guy and a bigger guy. So the seats might not know that the guys have changed.
Well, either way, we're going to talk about some things that, well, Doug's been talking about for a little bit here, but one of which we're going to recap, of course, yesterday's game for the Nebraska Little League team at right out of Kearney, of course, and we're going to talk about that unfortunate loss there to Tennessee. They still have one more game, and they have to go undefeated to win it all, but it's going to get a little tough now because they dominated the Midwest region, and now they've started off this World Series with a loss. But you know what? You don't really know who you are until you go through adversity, right?
And with this Kearney Little League team, you know, talking to them throughout this entire run, they go through the state tournament, no competition. They go through this regional. They had a little adversity. I mean, I know that South Dakota team, and the first time they played them, they went up 4-0 on them before they were able to come back, and I think they beat them 7-4 in that first game. But they beat them 10-4 in the second game. They outscore their opponents in that regional 60-20. That just shows you how that regional route was for them. And to lose last night, 12-1 definitely is their first real adversity of this entire Little League postseason for them.
Well, we're going to talk with Brad Wagner in just a few minutes, in fact, and then coming up a little bit later on the Doug and Daddy Show here on this Friday morning, we're going to talk with the general manager and head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. Will get his take on where the Storm are at, about a month away from the season starting.
Yeah, that's crazy to think. I know the ice is down. Hockey's in the air already.
And he's also a huge college football fan.
Yes, Minnesota. Last time I was joking, I compared him to Jerry Kill. I don't know if I'll do that two shows in a row.
I think at one point I will call him Jerry Kill.
Okay.
That means I might not survive the end of today's show.
He might attack you, so I might be the host by the end, so get ready, guys.
Exactly. Well, we're going to talk about some things regarding college football and get some, some expectations out of the way. Because, I mean, here's the thing. You get to August. This has to be the longest month. I know preseason NFL football is going on, but this is the most boring month in all of sports. I mean, I love the fact that the Kearney Little League team is playing right now because that's the only interest I have in the sports world. Mm-hmm. Sports is as boring as it gets in August.
I mean, like you said, preseason football, college football is just in fall camps. I mean, we're talking about stories of what backup, who's going to back up Taylor Martinez right now? I mean, Tarmy Armstrong, the Breon Carnes debate. I mean, that's our headlines right now. Come September 1st, we're going to have some new headlines, to say the least.
Well, and that's the hopeful thinking. And, you know, you look at it just even two nights ago. I mean, that's the most excited I've been for a day in sports in quite some time when the U.S. national team played Mexico down in Mexico, finally got that first ever victory in soccer. And it's sad. That was the only thing I've been looking forward to this entire month.
And to be honest, too, I mean, the Olympic team, and this is a debate I might raise with you. I know you're a little bit more of a soccer fan than I am. Why does the U.S. not send that main team to the Olympics? Why are we fielding those 18, 19-year-old kids?
Well, partly you have to go through qualifiers, and qualifiers has to be the U23s.
Gotcha.
FIFA, basically, in order to get the World Cup to be a bigger deal, you can't have more than three players over the age.
That'll do it.
So, you know, you got your Landon Donovan, your Clint Dempsey, your Tim Howard, and that's going to be it. So, unfortunately,
they would have helped.
Well, unfortunately, that's probably why they didn't qualify. I mean, it was a very bad qualifying stage for the U.S. national team for soccer. But, you know, you look at the Olympics, and, you know, you look at the Olympic soccer, I mean, Spain, who's this world power, doesn't even go very far at all. In fact, they end up getting ousted out there early on. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that, to me, it doesn't really matter in soccer, especially international soccer, until you get to the World Cup.
Right.
That's really the best of the best. So, but, you know, that's the only thing that's been going on really this month. I mean, yes, the Olympics, but you know what? That just doesn't excite me. I'm sorry, but the whole NBC delaying everything, I already saw it. I'm just not amused to spending my time already knowing the results watching it. Just send me the clip highlights. I'll watch it there. I'm done. I mean, isn't that how you are?
Couldn't agree more. I mean, to have that delay, NBC just kind of had a stranglehold. And I mean, as a TV guy personally, we couldn't run any highlights. We couldn't do anything in terms of our local sportscast here. So just follow online, watch what you can. I mean, at least watch it as live as you can. NBC, I won't say they ruined the Olympics. It was a great Olympics. I mean, with what Usain Bolt did, the U.S. men's basketball team having some fun with Spain there in the final. But to have that delay, like you said, it really kind of crushed a lot of excitement.
I didn't watch any of it. I didn't watch any of it because I watched the U.S. women's national team soccer-wise win the gold medal against Japan. But that's all I watched. And I watched it because I could watch it live on my computer. But definitely, certainly, we would take a look at the way that it was all laid out. And it was a very boring Olympics for me. I did not watch anything live outside of that U.S. national team winning that gold medal. And so, you know, again, the Olympics doesn't excite me anymore because of that delay. Maybe if it was held in the United States, there would not be that that delay as much, obviously. So something to be, I guess, interestingly noted on that front. So this is it. I mean, Kearney Little Leaguers, you know, even though they lose last night, how many people do you think in Kearney were tuning into that game? I mean, I tuned in.
I'd say about 31,000. I think the town's population might have been tuning into that game.
I went to go to a local pizza place to go grab my pizza and take it back home to bake it. I think we all know where that's at.
Right. no sponsors.
No sponsors. And I took it back home. Well, when I was going there, I remember waiting for a little bit, and they looked like a tornado came through. And I'm like, what? Is this a busy night for you guys? They said, yeah, this has been like a record night for us. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? That's how big of a deal I think this is right now, is that you see the way that that everybody's kind of collectively getting together and talking about this event. I mean, my wife was sitting down, you know, she wanted to know what's going on. Wait a second. Who are some of these kids? Doesn't that kid sound familiar? Doesn't he play youth hockey? Like, you know, and all these different things are coming up. And that's the excitement around this Kearney Little League team that's playing at the World Series right now. And without further delay, we have Brad Wagner on the line with us. And Brad, it's a tough start to the World Series. This is the first sense of adversity you guys have faced yet. Just talk a little bit about it right now. Where are you guys at coming off that loss last night? How are the guys feeling, you think, this morning?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, you know, that's not what we expected. Obviously, the kids had higher hopes, but you know, they're kids. They woke up this morning and pretty much wanted to know what was for breakfast and when they could go hang out with the other kids and go play ping pong. So, you know, they're hurting from it. You can just kind of tell a few of them are down a little bit. But you know, and as coaches, we're kind of, you know, we want to say, everybody, we're sorry we didn't do better, but, you know, that's a good team, and you know, it was just a buzzsaw in that one inning. You know, it's the way it can go. When they got a pitcher that's that strong, and we knew that going in, if we couldn't chip a few runs here and there, it was going to be a tough night. We sure didn't expect them to hit the ball like that. It's not something they had done coming into this, really. But I think they'd seen some pretty good pitchers along their way to here, too. So it always comes down to those pitchers. That's, you throw a ball in the wrong spot right now, and it's probably going to leave the stadium.
Well, Brad, certainly no need to apologize for what you guys have been able to do tearing through the regional like you did. But I guess, like Skip said, your first form of adversity, I mean, you guys were down 4-0 to South Dakota, but that was really about it that you saw in the regional. Now, obviously, with a loss at the Little League World Series, how bright were the lights? I know you had a fun Facebook post last night talking about meeting Terry Francona and Carl Ravitch and some of those guys. And I mean, was that atmosphere, was that something that you think might have affected the kids a little bit, not being to a World Series like this until last night?
Well, I was worried about it, and then we come out and did our pregame, which we have kind of a routine we go through where we've got about two balls moving it all the time. You know, it's kind of a fast-paced, kind of put on a show, and they nailed it. You know, there was very few mistakes, and they looked so good, and they just seemed loose. You know, before the game, they're looking around, and they're talking to their parents, walking down, talking to their parents, and they were loose. It was loose, you know, and us coaches were, this is perfect. They're right where we want to be, and you could see that in our defense. You know, we didn't play a bad game. We made all the plays that we were supposed to make, even a few pretty decent plays. It was our kind of a game early on. And, you know, I looked at the game summary, and it was 3-0 in the fifth inning with two outs. You know, and I, as a coach, as a manager with the bright lights, you get caught up in everything going on around you. And I didn't realize it until I looked at it afterwards that we were that far along in the game and we're still, you know, in the possibility of catching up to them. And then, boom, everything kind of exploded on us in the sixth. But yeah, the bright lights are big. I mean, you can't, you know, I couldn't call pitches verbally. It's so loud and noisy just from the short distance I am from the dugout to home. You know, we had to go to a signal system, and so that gives you a sense that it's just nonstop people cheering, people hollering, and it was something the kids enjoyed. You know, I told them, I said, enjoy this. All these people are not here rooting against you. They're all here hoping to see you guys make great plays and do what you do. And I said, go out there and entertain them. And you know, I think they did. There was some pretty cool stuff we did, and obviously a great web gem play that the center fielder did on ESPN last night. So that's always cool when you see one of your kids on that.
Well, certainly when you take a look at what happens next, you have a game, of course, Saturday, 1:55 p.m. right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 a.m. You can listen to the game. And you guys play a team in Connecticut who's also coming off a loss to California 6-4. And so now you guys have a chance to go right back at it and hopefully maybe change, I guess, your fortunes here at the World Series. You win and you live to still compete another day in the sense for that World Series title. You lose, you play a consolation game. That's kind of what's on the docket here right now for you guys. So I guess from that point, have you seen Connecticut play? Do you feel like there's a sense of confidence now you got that first game out of the way that you guys can go ahead, play Connecticut, and try to still make this an interesting run?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we watched Connecticut play the West yesterday, and you know, they're a good team, too. We're not sure yet about their pitching. They drew a kid yesterday. You know, and typically you throw your aces starting right off and try to keep their pitch counts down and see what happens. And they threw a kid that throws a lot of stuff, but that's the kind of kid we've had success with. You know, the kid that's throwing 73 miles an hour we hadn't seen yet. So we saw him. We put the ball in play a lot last night. Was happy about that. But going forward with this Connecticut team, I just don't know if they've got that kid that throws in the 70s. And if they don't, I think you'll see us hit the ball better. You know, it's going to be the kind of game, again, where our pitchers are going to have to get ground balls and fly balls. We're not a strike-em-out team, and I think the kids are going to be ready. They, you know, they asked last night after the game, a couple of them said, are we going to practice tomorrow? And, you know, I said, well, let's take a little time off, let the arms heal, and we'll go do some batting practice tomorrow night. And they kind of looked disappointed, and I said, guys, you're fine. You played great defense. You know, the pitchers did good until that last inning, and then, you know, we'll take it from there. So they're ready, and we'll get them ready, I'm sure of that.
Brad, not a lot of time left, but one question I want to bring up is just the fanfare here in Kearney. We were joking before we brought you on that maybe 31,000 people from Kearney were watching that game last night. What have you seen in terms of text, voicemails, and how many times have you had to recharge your phone?
I have to put it on the charger every second I get a chance to. It's been great. And to be honest with you, I don't think we get a sense of it. Talking to a team from Keystone, Pennsylvania last year, they said, hey, you don't know what's going on back home until you get there. And I get a sense of it more than the kids. It's awesome. I mean, we love everybody back there supporting us, win or lose last night. My phone just got hammered after the game with a lot of, hey, keep your heads up and talk to those kids and tell them we all love them and stuff like that. And, you know, from all over the state, too. That's what's cool. People have gotten my phone number that I don't even know.
Oh, yes.
You know, hey, whatever. I'll read them all, and I'll tell everybody thanks. And we just can't say thanks enough. It's great.
Well, certainly what Kearney can do to even say a further thanks as you guys continue on is it costs roughly $31,000 for these 5 days there. That's a lot of money. And certainly 13 families involved. And obviously you can help out if you're out there. You can make out a check to the Kearney Little League. Mail it to P.O. Box 759, Kearney, Nebraska 68848. And, of course, you can go to the website, kearneylittleleague.org, and click the Donate Now button for further details. But I want to encourage people out there to do that. Certainly the ambassadors to this town, to the state, and really to the whole Midwest. Mm-hmm. And that's something right there.
Absolutely. I mean, Coach, for you personally, how unique is that to see the fans and the community come support you like that?
Oh, it's just great. I mean, the people are so generous in this town and around the state even. It's not just Kearney. It's the city, the towns around us and the big cities, too, have helped us out. And I can't tell you thanks enough. There's no way I can possibly thank you, everybody out there, in the right way other than to just say thank you. It's awesome.
Well, Brad, best of luck with everything here coming up on Saturday. We'll be rooting you guys on, and a reason to watch something in the world of sports Saturday for sure.
thank you for
155. Yes, thank you for that. And best of luck against Connecticut.
Thanks, guys. We'll do our best.
All right, there you go. Brad Wagner, the head coach of the Kearney Little Leaguers. They're going to go for a 1-1 record Saturday. And I have a feeling that, you know what, they're probably going to get it. I really do. I think when you feel like, okay, now you're back down a little bit, you've got done destroying the field practically all the way there from state level to regional level. You know, you have a good feeling that when you hit that adversity, especially when it's in the first game, you don't want to go away like that. And you expect the guys to probably rally around it a little bit. And I think it'll be a lot of fun to watch Saturday.
And one thing, too, if you've ever watched throughout this whole thing, the way Kearney has approached their different levels of this Little League postseason. When they first started the regional, they started with Blake Quintana on the hill, then went to Matt Masker. So expect to see Matt Masker come Saturday, a guy that has definitely been dominant on the mound for this Kearney Little League team. And, you know, this team from Connecticut, they might need to get ready for this Matt Masker kit.
All beef at Trotman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus beef. Quality steaks aged minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Cherry Bomb brats are in high demand, so you certainly can make a case to go get a fresh batch. And, of course, what sounds really good right now is a barbecue when it's, mm-hmm. like, you know, really low temperatures like this. Mm-hmm. This is tolerable for me. I can't stand the 95-degree weather. 75.
You're a hockey guy, though. You're inside an ice rink every day.
You know what? It's certainly good. But you can check out on how you can do that. Trotman's right here in Kearney. At Trotman's, there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. Have you tried the fresh frozen seafood available at Trotman's?
I haven't.
I haven't either. But I tell you right now, I might need to do that. I'm from the West Coast. I'm from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So
you need some seafood.
I do need some. My wife needs some seafood.
It's tough to find around here.
It is. I have to go all the way to Grand Island. Luckily, in a couple of years, I only have to stay right here in Kearney.
There you go.
But I can stay right here in Kearney with Trotman's.
There it is.
So apparently, I need to get down there. Certified Angus beef, custom cut meat selections at Trotman's. The service is friendly and personal. There's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase, unlike the grocery store meat departments. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Trotman's. Brats does sound pretty good.
Bacon. That's not seafood.
Bacon burgers sound really good.
Yeah.
That's something Trotman's can do.
That's bacon, my kind of seafood.
$5.39 a pound.
Bacon burgers.
Boy, you're making me hungry. Is it lunchtime, Jeff? No, it's break time. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Skip Berry filling in for Doug Duda. Of course, Spencer Schubert co-hosting the show here today. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and start to focus in. We're going to talk to the general manager and head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgie. We're going to talk some college football. And believe it or not, Spencer and I are on different sides of the fence regarding Nebraska football. You'd be surprised where I stand. You'd be surprised where Spencer stands. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later in the show as well, right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Vamanos, muchachos! We ride!
Everyone knows how scary a flat tire can be. Imagine getting one at 100 miles an hour. Hi, I'm Sal Fish, CEO of the Score Baja 1000. Flat tires used to be a big problem for Baja racers, but with Slime Tire Sealant, flat tires are a thing of the past. Slime is the official tire sealant of the Baja 1000 because the bottom line is, if you get a flat, you lose. So listen, buy some Slime, put it in your tires, and don't get caught flat.
Get your green Slime at AutoZone and Myers.
For 5.5 months, the sporting nation has been gripped by a depression of epidemic proportions. Not an economic downturn, it's a matter of withdrawal.
Football withdrawal.
But the Huskers are coming out of hibernation. So are the Lopers and Broncos. Rejoice, dear college football fan, because summer camps are opening up for pad, pop, and covered. Keep it tuned to the station that's talking football every day of the year. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness around the area as well through the day today with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Winds out of the southeast develop from 5 to 10. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for showers or a thunderstorm developing late with a low at 52. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 70.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. I am Spencer Schubert, joined alongside by Skip Berry. And Skip, this TNL Husker recruiting report is brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, reliable, hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLNIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. And Skip, big news in the Husker recruiting world is stealing a guy from Auburn, stealing a guy from Gene Chizik down there in the bayou, so to speak. Jonathan Rowe is a very large cornerback, standing 6'2", weighing 185. He is transferring to Nebraska, a big, big move here for the Huskers. What's your thoughts on landing an SEC corner?
Well, I think it's always a good upgrade, a defense that I think a lot of people are underrating right now. And I think he's just going to be part of a bigger piece. And I'm not sure. Is he eligible this upcoming year?
I believe he's got to sit 1 year via the transfer rule.
Yeah, and so he's not going to be playing right away. But nonetheless, I mean, you look at it, this Nebraska team, I mean, how many months have they been hearing that their defense isn't that good now?
I'd say about 3 or 4.
See, I think they're going to be really good. And they've been saying they're going to be a top 10 defense. The internal belief is that they're going to be a top 10 defense. You know what? I do believe they'll be a top 10 defense. And not just in the Big Ten. They'll be a top 10 defense, I think, nationally. And I think they're going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. In fact, this might be the first year when you look at this Nebraska program. They start off, you know, I mean, the ESPN rankings that they put out, they had them 21. I think is legitimate. I think it's legitimate from the standpoint that they're going to climb right up. And I do think Nebraska is going to be probably a surprise to a lot of people nationally this year. I think by the end of it, people are going to be saying, whoa, where did this team come from? I think Taylor Martinez is, of course, let's be honest, everybody talks about his inability to pass the ball. I think he's probably going to probably shock a few people. He's not going to be an NFL quarterback, Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But he could. I mean, this is his third year.
Mm-hmm.
He still has explosive speed. I mean, you can't deny that. The question is, he underthrows receivers worse than Tim Tebow.
And that's tough to do right now.
That is tough really tough to do. But the guy has a lot of game-breaking talent.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I do think this is a Nebraska team that a lot of people are underrating. And I say that as not a Nebraska fan. I've always been an Oregon Ducks fan. Still bitter at Nebraska years ago when they ended up playing the national championship against Miami when Oregon should have been there. Oregon destroyed Colorado.
The Joey Harrington year. Everybody remember.
Bear in mind, I think they would have lost to Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't think, of course, Miami was, well, speculation was their paying players.
I think Miami was an NFL football program
season. Yeah, they probably had NFL salaries on that team.
Right.
But nonetheless, you look at it, and I really felt that year, I was like, you know what, now I do not like Nebraska. They ruined a chance at Oregon getting there, but as fate would have it, Oregon's had, well, four BCS games in the last decade. They've had three consecutive BCS games here. So I don't have as much resentment now to Nebraska because of it.
I think they've been able to forget about that whole 2001
season. I think the Oregon Duck faithful, myself being one of them.
Colorado, on the other hand.
I don't like Colorado either, but it's a little different. They're in the Pac-12 now, too, so now I have even more reason not to like them. But nonetheless, I do look at this Nebraska team as an outsider, and I think that's a safer thing to look at them, because a lot of people get inside and they look at the day-to-day, and you get so wrapped up in the day-to-day of it, you don't get a chance sometimes to look on it from an outsider's perspective. I think this is a team that everybody's discounting. I think a lot of people are looking at and saying, you know what, they're not going to be very good. I felt the last 3 years, I really have felt that Nebraska's overrated. Mm-hmm. Each of those 3 years, and you look at it to an extent. I think the last year of Sue being around, I thought they were good, especially on defense. Then of course the last couple years, really. I do think that this is a Nebraska team, though, that the expectations are relatively low. And when you have low expectations, it tends to be that the guys enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm.
Guys have more fun. They're the ones that believe in themselves. Everybody else is discounting them. Guess what? Expectations are low. They're reasonable. I expect Nebraska to win the Big Ten.
Wow, a bold statement. We'll get more on Husker football as we go, but adding this recruit, Jonathan Rose, once again, is just a simple Bo Pelini move that you see, these subtle moves. You just see him kind of one at a time, get in a guy from Auburn like this, a guy that's definitely going to be good in the secondary in Nebraska. And once again, this TNL Husker Recruiting Report is brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision. Choosing the pivot system with TNL, that choice is simple. The TNL system, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy that choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TNLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. But now we have a guy that's kind of matching you. He's also wearing green, and he's in the studio right now.
You know what? He's wearing green, and he's just trying to flatter me. That's all he's really trying to do. It's been about, what, a couple weeks since I've talked to you?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
And certainly it's nice to, of course, see the person we're talking to now, Josh Howji, the general manager and head coach of the Tri-City Storm. And, you talk about upcoming lots of excitement for this part of the country here in central Nebraska. You got the Kearney Little Leaguers, the World Series. You got the Tri-City Storm. And I'm excited. I mean, the nice thing is, since I've left the organization, I get a chance now to be a fan of hockey again. And I'm excited to be going to games coming up in about a month. The home opener actually in October, but it's still the season starting here. And you got the Fall Classic, obviously. And he's already bald, so he's not pulling out his hair yet. So that's the good news. But it is Josh Howji. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just enjoying a great summer day. And I had a lot of fun last night watching the Little League team.
Talk about that. Is that exciting for you? I mean, obviously you're from Minnesota, but nonetheless, I mean, you live here now.
Yeah.
Is it exciting for you?
No question. It's a, an adopted home right now for us, and it's great to be, for our recruits to see, Kearney on the map. They're tweeting about it, they're talking about it, they're excited about it. So just for our organization, for them to have the success and to be on national TV and to hear that, Terry Francona talking about the passionate fans in Nebraska, it's huge for us. So just them doing what they're doing is great for our program as well.
Even former players Facebooking, saying best of luck. And, a lot of there's a few of those players that aren't too far from the hockey rink during wintertime. And a lot of those players know, the former Storm players know those guys. And they're Facebook's messaging them. And you see the direct status wall update or whatnot. I don't know. I don't get on Facebook anymore. But nonetheless, you see a lot of that. I mean, that's exciting. I mean, past players, present players, future players are talking about it. I mean, when you look at that, I mean, what does that say about the guys coming into this Storm organization, that they're already adopting this town a little bit too?
Yeah, it's everyone's excited about where we're at and just what we're gonna, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to build off of. And we really feel like we took some positive steps last season, and with the guys that we're bringing in and where we're at as an organization, it's a bright future for us.
Now you got the ice down. How exciting is it? How many times have you skated on it, first of all? And secondly, just talk about getting this season started and, just this time of year. Obviously, August, you still have a little over a month, 2 months before you get going. But what's the process like right now for you?
Well, right now it's just making sure that, you know, we can help, you know, at the rink any way we can, getting the guys into, you know, high school and getting them, you know, squared away with their classes and making sure their families are comfortable with everything. We skated twice. However, it's, you know, just five guys right now, and there's no glass up right now. It's just the boards and there's ice. So the ice is great, but at the same point, you know, we got Willie Nelson tonight, and after that concert, we can, you know, start getting on the ice for real on Monday with them.
And you look at this Storm team, a lot of returners, but there's some injuries right now. And I know talking to you, you know, a couple weeks ago, you and I were talking at the offices there, and there's some key injuries that could keep some guys out early on in the season. Can you talk about that right now, or do you rather not talk about
it? I am comfortable talking about it. I mean, Jared Linnell and Taylor Munson both had double hip surgeries. So,
old man Linnell?
Yeah. So they're looking at a, you know, recovery time of, we're hoping for Taylor to get in, you know, the beginning of October. Jared, you know, realistically for him playing a game, we're not looking till, you know, till December. He's going to be out most likely till then. Hopefully it's sooner, but you know, Grant Opperman, who played 10 games with us last year, he has a torn meniscus, so he had a surgery. He's just starting to get back onto the ice, so hoping he's ready for opening day, but you know, you never know.
That's got to hurt a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, first off, Grant Opperman at the Storm main camp in June was unbelievable. I mean, he started off, got going, typical veterans, trying to feel out the camp a little bit. This is really his first USHL main camp as well, and then all of a sudden that guy started to take over a little bit, and you thought, whoa, this guy's going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, and, you know, we saw it a little bit at the end when he played 10 games with us. It really took him some time, and in his last game, he finally scored for us and really, you know, had some confidence. You could just see the weight of the world come off his shoulders because he's a goal scorer, and he hadn't done so in 9 games and finally gets one in his 10th, and he built off of that, had a great camp, and then to have a little setback like this. But, you know, we expect for him to bounce back and be ready to go.
Storm General Manager and Head Coach Josh Algie joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Skip Berry filling in for Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert co-hosting the show today.
And Coach, let's talk about you a little bit now. We've been talking about this team, some injuries coming in. How about you, your first season here coming in from the start? How does that change, obviously, what you're able to do as a coach and installing and just getting these guys under your system?
It's a great feeling. I mean, we were talking and kind of joking about it last night with the staff a little bit when we took over on a Wednesday night, and we had a game on Friday, and we had to put everything in. So, you know, to actually have 4 practices before our first, you know, exhibition. We're playing in a tournament up in Duluth, Minnesota, for a preseason game before the Fall Classic. We're gonna have some time to actually, you know, put some things in and to actually, you know, hold the guys to the level that we expect them to, and, you know, really try to set the tempo and pace from day one.
A lot of young guys will still be on the team this year. You know, you got one of which will be not making his USHL debut, but he is a pretty stellar defenseman when it comes to offensive capability. In the North American Hockey League, this is a guy that virtually could be a point-per-game guy at even the next level, but almost put up a point per game and did so even in the playoffs with Janesville, and that is Garrett Cecere.
Yeah,
this guy's exceptional.
He's a tremendous talent. He's going to be, you know, great on our power play for us. He's got, you know, great puck skills. He's got to get bigger and stronger, as a lot of these young guys do. But his skill level and just the way he sees the game and how smart he is, he's a special talent.
Another special talent will come back to the team, Trevor Moore. Should be a lot of fun to watch him. This is a guy who's going in his NHL draft year. There's a lot of guys entering this year, but he's going to be good.
Yeah, he took a lot of, you know, steps last year, and I think by Christmas time, you would have never thought he was a 16-year-old playing in the league. He was great, and you know, probably, you know, expected to be a point per game guy this season for us, if not more. And you know, like you said, this is his draft year. It's a huge year for him. He needs to come out strong, come out ready, and we expect him to be a leader for us.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm excited for hockey.
Absolutely. I mean, and how early, I guess, for you personally, being a general manager, obviously a little early, how much do you really know hockey is back in the air, I guess, here in the Tri-Cities? In Minnesota, I don't think it ever really leaves the air, but down here in Nebraska, it can get to 95, 100 degrees out here. Talk about just getting these leaders in and obviously getting this team in and what it means for you to just get back at it.
Yeah, I mean, the job really is, you know, 365 days a year for us, and we're always around it. But just to, you know, to get the guys in, to get the ice down, to, you know, to see people coming in just to look at the ice, you know, over at the event center, it's, you know, it starts to get your blood racing a little bit, and you're excited and ready to start yelling at the guys.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, of course. While Coach Josh Algie is a huge hockey fan, he loves his Gophers football though. And you know what? Last year, I think this entire fall, I had to joke around with him a little bit. I mean, it was depressing for him. I mean, this is how it went. This is how it went. Okay,
he's leaving the room.
On the road, we'd be stopping at somewhere to eat, and the Gophers game is going on. He's listening to it through his phone. Okay, well, if they could just stay within two touchdowns, it's a victory for us. It wasn't that they had to win. Could they stay within two touchdowns? That's a victory for us, and that's what motivated him to listen to every game.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is a college football fan, though, and he, you know what? I hope the Gophers do have some sort of success at some point soon, because they need to reward fans like this that will stay by them and will root for them not to lose as bad.
Now, I don't know what the schedule's looking like for you. Minnesota is coming to Lincoln. Is there going to be an interim coach for a weekend where Coach Howgie might be in Lincoln for a football game?
November 17th.
Yeah, we're in Des Moines that night. We checked the schedule right away, but I probably already know the outcome to that one, but we're just...
What's more likely, Nebraska 10 wins or Minnesota 10 losses? What do you think, Ouch?
I think Minnesota's going to actually win a few games this year. I do think under the new coach, it's his first or his second year now. They got an experienced quarterback in Marquise Gray. He's a top five quarterback in the Big Ten. So yeah, they got a shot to win a few more games. But their schedule is tough. It's probably more likely that Nebraska will win 10 than the Gophers.
UNLV, New Hampshire, Western Michigan. Got to hope for one victory there. Mm-hmm. Then you got Syracuse. Then at Iowa. Home to Northwestern, at Wisconsin. That's not easy.
No, that's a lot.
they're right. I mean, Iowa's not necessarily the powerhouse that they have been, but still, at Iowa, that's not going to be. At Wisconsin, home to Michigan, we know what's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty. Illinois, at Nebraska, home to Michigan State. It's not going to be a good season for Minnesota football.
Not a
fun
one.
Hate to break the news to you, but...
Hey, their last two,
I hope
two games
they win.
Last year, they beat Iowa and Illinois. It takes some steps. And like I said, I mean, you got a little bit to bond around. They had a tough loss and losing a former player in the offseason and Gary Tinsley. So they have something to build, to rally around right away. New coach. If they can get five or six wins, I think it's a tremendous season for them.
Well, certainly should be a lot of fun. There is not a bigger Gopher fan right here in Central Nebraska than the one and only general manager and head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Algie. And, don't go anywhere. We're gonna talk to you some more. We're gonna get some outsider perspective here today. We got one Nebraska fan. We got one Oregon fan. We got a Minnesota fan. You know what that means? We're gonna have an honest, open discussion coming up in the next segment regarding college football. Well, here is the Big Dally's Deli bullet points for your show. Well, hold on. Where am I at here, Jeff? All right, there you go. We got a coupon here for what? Well, I think we're
at Big Deli's Deli. You got two locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South Street.
Take
and
it
at
over.
Top of the Hill in Kearney, home of bazillion sandwiches. They also offer menu items such as soups and salads. Have you guys ever tried the number 34, the pastrami combo with capola, prosciutto, and pasta?
I actually have. I enjoy that one.
Is
quite
it?
A bit.
I mean,
it's really good.
I do number 4, the pastrami sandwich. Mm. And Jeff, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen you do.
Jeff taking control.
Taking control. I just, at this
Jeff
point.
Jeff Doug and Daddy show.
It should be the Jeff show at this point. I mean, he's the only one that's consistent with the show right now. Jeff Babel show.
Come on.
Oh, there it is. He's not happy. By the way, I went to Big Dally's Deli. This would have been about a month ago. I tried it out.
And I can't believe you've lived here this long, and that was the first time you had tried it.
It is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always heard those ads, and I've heard Doug say this hundreds of times. I've heard the commercial spots right here, and I just, I just said, it's up north of town. It's I live close by, but it's just, dinner time. I don't know. I went there for lunch, and I had a pastrami sandwich. Number 4. That's what I got. The number 4. And it was probably the best sandwich I've had in maybe 6-7 years.
Hmm.
My wife is all of a sudden seeing receipts from Big Dally's Deli lately, and it's a beautiful thing. But Big Dally's Deli, it is wonderful. If you've not tried it, well, you're like me probably for the last 3 years, missing out. We're going to take a quick break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug's out, and you can already tell it's turning into chaos. That's why he's coming back Monday, right? All right, good.
Yes. He's coming back.
Good.
Not stuck with us.
Yeah, we're gonna need Doug Duda's. This is why he's a legend, okay? We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk some more college football. It's just around the corner. It's hard to believe. Less than a month away, right here on ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
How long is your next cup of coffee going to last? 45 minutes? An hour? Listen, 1 5-hour energy lasts for several hours. Take one in the morning to feel alert past lunch. Take one in the afternoon to feel energized into the evening. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins and nutrients to make it last. Plus, it has zero sugar and 4 calories. The choice is yours. Cup after cup of coffee or 1 5-hour energy. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Individual results may vary.
You're cruising down the highway and don't want to stop for gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help you keep on going because it can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. So blow by that exit. You've got driving to do. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness around the area as well through the day today with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Winds out of the southeast develop from 5 to 10. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for showers or a thunderstorm developing late with a low at 52. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 70.
And welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevy Buick and Cadillac, the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. Simple credit approval process, Midway, a better way. Visit them online at www.thinkmidway.com. Like Think Midway on Facebook for special promotions as well. Jeff, you didn't have to read that one, see?
You did good.
Good. I'm glad. We're talking some college football here to wrap things up. It's a Friday. It should be football Fridays here on the Doug and Daddy. It should be all football every Friday because you know what? Not only would I listen to the show every Friday to hear what Doug's going to say, it mostly is football Fridays.
Right.
But it should always be football. In fact, we should never be talking about anything outside of the sport of football during the fall, right? Would I be right?
Well, can we talk a little storm hockey in like October on Friday night or Fridays?
We might give them some time.
That's on the sister stations. That's on the sister stations. We'll leave that to there. No, but seriously, this is exciting. I'm excited. I'm an Oregon Ducks fan, and I think, you know what, they're in the top five right now. I think they're, I wouldn't say overrated necessarily, because supposedly this defense is rival gangrene. I mean, Oregon's defenses in the last decade have, well, they've kind of gone up and down, mostly down. And, well, it was about when Oregon started to get better as a program, it was when they had Igor Olshansky, Haloti Ngata, some big-time defensive players playing in the NFL. And Oregon, though, this year, supposedly the defense is unbelievable. Brand-new quarterback. They don't know if it's going to be the true fresh or the redshirt freshman or the I guess he'd technically be a sophomore in Bennett. But I'm excited for the Oregon Ducks to get going, but I don't believe that they're going to be in the top five by the end of the year. I think USC is just too good this year. I think Oregon's probably going to lose at USC, and then when they play USC again at USC for the Pac-12 championship game, it's going to be a slaughter fest, and unfortunately Oregon's going to be the victim. But I'm excited still. I'm excited for college football. I'm excited for Nebraska, and I really am. And I know I might be the only one. We heard Marquise Gray being a top five quarterback in the Big Ten during the break. I mean, Marquise Gray, less than 50% really completion percentage last year, under 1,500 yards passing, 8 touchdowns. But he did run for 6 touchdowns and almost rushed for 1,000 yards. So I don't know if I consider him a top quarterback or top running back, or maybe we just call him the Tim Tebow of college football right now. But this is exciting. I mean, let's do this. Instead of focusing on what we enjoy, let's talk about each other's programs for a second. So you can't talk about Nebraska, Spencer. So okay. Talk about Minnesota.
All right.
You know a little bit about them.
A little bit.
So Minnesota, good or bad this year? What do you feel?
Bad. No offense, Coach Howdy. I think I do agree with him, though. They're going to be much better than they were last season. They're going to be improved, but not improved enough to really move the scale in terms of college football. I think they're going to go 4-0, possibly 5-0. They do have Iowa to start the Big Ten, but a non-conference schedule that I don't think is going to have them ready for Iowa either. That's the unfortunate thing, I think, for Minnesota right now.
Nebraska, good or bad? Coach Algie.
You know, I think they'll have a solid year. I think that they can be right at that 10-win mark.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're going to win the Big Ten championship. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. And watch Minnesota be the team that derails Nebraska from doing it.
I got to think
in Lincoln, right?
That this is the most that Minnesota football has ever been talked about on this show. I mean, this is crazy to me. That
this is what happens when Doug Duda's gone.
We just talk Minnesota, Oregon. It just goes off the map.
Yeah. Skip Barry along with Spencer Schubert filling in for Doug Duda and, well, the long-gone Tony Davis, Big Daddy. He's gone. And so what do? We talk about Minnesota football, only because, well, we can. You know, the cat's away, the mice will play, Doug's gone, here we are. But looking at it, so respecting each other's programs for a second, when we look at college football as a whole, going into this year, I don't remember, I guess maybe it's all the conferences and the way that they're lined up. The parity in some ways, though, feels like it's diminished a little bit. And what I mean by that is that people are not as hopeful going into a season that they can win a championship. And just talking to people, and not just Nebraska people, but even when I went back home on vacation, back to Oregon, there's a lot of people that, you know, don't know if Oregon will be at the top, even in the Pac-12 North, just because Washington's better. Washington State's got Mike Leach, and they might not be right away ready, but they'll still play exciting for the first part of the year. But there's a lot of people that kind of like, the conference is too big. It's almost too challenging. Is that maybe the deficiency now of these mega conferences that are starting to bulk up? Because we know it's not done yet. It's still going to continue to happen.
Well, I think it's difficult, but I think everybody deep down still has the hope that their team is going to, you know, pull through and win a championship. I mean, and that's the great thing about college football is everybody has a chance at the start. And I know even, you know, like myself, a perennial bottom feeder team, like we still hope for it, and I think that's what's great about it.
Well, I just don't think there's going to be any reigns anymore, which leaves a little bit of parity. I mean, obviously you knew Nebraska in the 90s, USC in the early 2000s to mid 2000s, even Florida a little bit at the end of the 2000s, but you don't have, I think, that team anymore, and if there was one, it's probably Alabama, that can just go out and say this is a national championship year for us. I mean, it's one thing to think the SEC is going to win a national championship. They've done it the last six years. So it's one thing for a conference to dominate, but I don't think a team anymore can go out and be like, we're the national championship team this year. I think it's one of those things where everybody hopes to be there. Everybody thinks they have the components, have the players, and even the head coach, like Oregon with Chip Kelly. I mean, I don't think he can get much better to have those pieces in place to be a national championship team. But a guy can get hurt. Your star quarterback can get hurt in a game against Arkansas State. You just don't know what's going to happen throughout the year. So nobody, I think, goes into the season thinking this is going to be the year.
And maybe it is partly parity. Right? Because, I mean, it goes both ways. Yeah, I guess everybody technically still has a shot. But, you know, you look at it, I mean, is it safe to say when you look at it, anybody in the top 25 really does have a shot at the national championships from the start of the year? Has there ever been a national champion that didn't start the year ranked? It would be Auburn.
Auburn was 17th.
Was it 17th the start of the year?
They were 17th to start the year because I thought it was funny. Nebraska was 17th the next year, and I'm like, think it can happen? No.
I think it can happen. But I mean, I guess when you look at it, anybody in the top 25, it's safe to say that they have a chance. Mm-hmm. I mean, Minnesota, I mean, we're not going to pick on them, but to be honest with you, I mean, they're not, even if they get on a roll, nobody's thinking, hey, that team's going to go to a national championship game.
No, you know, some teams are celebrating different things, though. You know, I mean, Minnesota gets to a bowl game, they're excited. You know, it's just different for each program, but, you know, everybody builds off of what they have.
And this is the last year, really, that you have the voting dictate the national championship game. I mean, mm-hmm. they go to that 4-team playoff. It's a start.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the last year where they vote for the national championship. I mean, will this be the year that all controversy breaks loose? I mean, seriously, I mean, it's the way it works, right? You go into the final year of it, and it's just completely chaotic.
It seems like the college football has been set up for so long for that mass chaos, but it's just never happened. There's only been one, maybe two teams at most that have also been undefeated heading into the bowl season. And I mean, there's always that chance that the SEC champions undefeated, the Big Ten champions undefeated, the Pac-12 champions undefeated, and you go through. And then, yes, that would be mass chaos. I mean, but look back, Auburn 1 year was undefeated. They were the SEC champion undefeated. They didn't get into a national championship game. So it has happened before where a major conference undefeated team has not made it to the big game.
It's gonna be a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this year's gonna be a lot of fun to watch. Overall, I don't know if there's ever been a time where I've been waiting for something to finally happen. And like I said early on in the show, the very beginning, this is honestly the longest month in the sports world. I mean, especially if your Twins are out of it, if you're Josh Algie, this has to be really long for him.
He's picking on you.
I'm a Mariners fan. They've been out of it for years.
Hey, you had a perfect game.
Felix,
take
it was unbelievable. I'll take it. But we're not expecting that ever again. Mm-hmm. This is just a long month. So anyways, but point being is it's a lot of fun to get to this month, though. Start projecting where your team's going to be. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun to watch college football this year, just because I think so much has happened in the last year where it allows teams that you don't even know about to still maybe make a difference. And it'll be interesting to see how USC comes back in the mix now. I mean, this is a team now in the top five. Obviously, a lot of people feel number one in the country. And it'll be a lot of fun to certainly watch college football. And I can't wait. Oregon's playing at USC. I don't expect Oregon to win. But I would love nothing more than to see USC's national championship hopes lie in the hands of Oregon and they demolish it twice. That'd be a really great year for me. Even if Oregon doesn't get there, just to know that they knocked off USC twice this year, that would be a dream come true for a Pac-12 fan like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not holding my breath. So, Josh Algie joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda out, Skip Berry filling in, along with Spencer Schubert. Coach, appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, it's always good to get his perspective. I'm going to miss that this year. I'll miss hockey, but I'll really miss talking to this guy about college football because he is really entertaining to watch on the road. I mean, it is so passionate for Minnesota Gopher football. Fans out there that are going to Storm games this year, just bring some Minnesota Gopher signs, and he will feel really good about himself.
Please don't.
Sit right behind the bench and just bang the signs on the glass, see what he does.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
3-11, how you feeling?
How you feeling? I'll be the one doing it. All right, Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Breakfast served daily, try a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant-wich. Or choose hotcakes 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Two locations in Kearney to serve you, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to the Walmart. New internet cafe with free Wi-Fi and high-definition television. Also right there on 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Huge indoor playground for the kids. Also one location in Lexington as well as Cozad and North Platte. So there you go. We're going to take a quick break here from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show, come back and wrap up the show in just a bit right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in
hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
In a recent study on ingredients in CTS Clinical, typical weight loss results are 21 pounds in 12 weeks. But listen to these real results from real customers.
A year ago, I weighed almost 240 pounds. Thanks to my boss recommending Complete Nutrition, I'm down to a lean 167 pounds, and I'm all muscle.
Start your own weight loss success story with CTS Clinical from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Boardman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
When it comes to wings, HK Sports Bar & Grill is Wing City. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar & Grill, and I want to personally invite you to come in and try our great New York-style wings. Plump wings, deep-fried any way you want. Brew battered, spicy, or traditional, or naked and dipped in one of our savory sauces. In fact, on Thursdays, you get a pound of wings and a pint of beer for just $9. HK Sports Bar & Grill, where you'll see every game of every sport every day.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. The Yankees and Red Sox go head-to-head in the Bronx this weekend.
Over the fence, it's gone! Robinson Cano!
While injuries have seriously impacted both teams, New York has been in first since early June while the Red Sox are fighting to get into the wild card chase.
Oh, a brilliant catch by Jacoby Ellsbury.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness around the area as well through the day today, with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Winds out of the southeast develop from 5 to 10. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for showers or a thunderstorm developing late, with a low at 52. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 70.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only
And welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Skip Berry filling in for the one and only Doug Duda. He's off today. He's back. He's going to rope in everything. It was chaos.
Part of the show. Patch it up.
Spencer Schubert also co-hosting the show here today. Takes two people to do one man's job.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question he is missed.
He is a two-man man. He does many things.
I've been here for 3 years, and I do. I love Doug. And what I mean by that is I really enjoy listening to his show. I think Doug, first off, articulate sports, probably one of the best, on a local level, one of the best nationally, really,
mm-hmm.
he is.
Mm-hmm.
He has a passion for this area. He loves Nebraska as a whole. I mean, this is a guy that it amazes me that he's never moved on, but you know what? It's because he loves it here so much.
And I mean, he's a guy that you can walk up to in a restaurant and he'll talk to you for 5-10 minutes. I mean, he's not going to shy away from talking sports with anybody locally, and he's just a guy that knows his stuff, and that you find those guys few and far between.
And knows the high school sports scene extremely well. He's one of the best I've ever heard do volleyball. He'll be getting ready to do that, and of course, he'll be doing football as well Friday nights, which brings us to the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show coming up. I'll be hosting that show every Friday night, starting about 9:30, right after the final game. Well, the game there on Classic is 98.9, unless we join in with another broadcast and an exciting action. A team to really watch from, obviously, the area, Kearney Catholic. They move up to C1 here this year. They were runners up last year. It was mm-hmm. a tough end, but a lot of people are saying this is a Kearney Catholic football team that could very well surprise a lot of people again, and that is exciting news.
It's a team that has their quarterback. They have their linebacker, their skilled players. They lose a little bit. You know, Keegan Fitzgerald's not there anymore, but it's a team that they even talked up a little bit that this move to C1 might slow them down a little bit. I wouldn't expect it. Think about last season. They played the number 1, 2, and 3 teams in Class C2 right out of the gate. An unbelievable schedule for them. They get to this runner-up position. So think about what this season's going to do, where it's not as difficult to start out of the gate, even though it isn't a new class.
Should be a lot of fun. So you can certainly catch that on sister station Classic Hits 98.9 FM every Friday night. I'll be joined by several people that are very important throughout this radio group, one of which is Jeff Babel, who will be doing some updates from his game. He'll be calling some action on the Platte River Radio sister stations throughout the network on the Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, also right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. And then, of course,
the Breeze 94.5.
Said that.
ESPN 1460, 1550, Classic Hits 98.9, and KHAS Radio 1230.
1230, that's the one I was forgetting. I thought I was forgetting one.
The guys in Hastings.
The forgotten guys. Oh, yeah. They're never here.
A quick shout-out to the guys at 1230 AM. Mike Will, our sports director over there, he got sports at the Nebraska Broadcasters Association banquet last night, the Play-by-Play of the Year award. So congratulations to Mike.
Indeed. You know, he's extremely good. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a chance, I mean, he is somebody over there that does a fantastic job as well.
And like Doug, he knows his stuff, not only at the high school level, Hastings College, he does a great job for them and the entire Bronco organization.
Yeah, and he's a lot of fun to listen to. Excellent voice for radio as well. You can text your updates throughout the high school football year. You want to mark this down. Put this in your phone, please, because we're going to need your help. 90210, no, not the show, 90210, that's where you're going to text the score updates to high school football around the region. Please be honest, first and foremost, and if you could do so, we're always going to verify it through several other people, by the way. But try to be honest, but we would love to have your ability to text us some scores, especially at games that we may not be at. We want those scores. So 90210, text the score updates to the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show, which will begin next Friday night right on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And I certainly look forward to doing that show here this year and getting the different broadcasters to assist us in that as well. It was a fun show. We had Absolutely. Brad Wagner from the Kearney Little Leaguers on. They're playing Saturday again, 2 o'clock, 1:55 really. But you can hear it right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, nationally televised game through ESPN. And on top of that, they'll be playing Connecticut. They win, they're going to
still alive.
If they lose, they still play one more game. And we'll still all be rooting for them because we want to see them finish strong there. But nonetheless, I believe they're going to win against Connecticut. Connecticut came off a loss to California 6-4. I think, you know what, they've been dominating everybody through the regional, from state to regional till now. A little humility at the beginning, that doesn't hurt anybody. I think they're going to be a lot of fun to watch Saturday. Looking forward to that. Of course, we had Josh Algie. Hockey season, hard to believe, it's less than a month away. I'm excited, but I'm a hockey fan. But I'm really excited because the Tri-City Storm are going to be a very good team this year. Yes. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch them here this upcoming year. Also, my thanks to Josh Algie talking a little college football as well, Spencer Schubert, myself, and certainly a fun show. Doug Duda, he's back Monday. Skip Berry filling in for him. Spencer Schubert doing well, co-hosting. Lots coming up next week on the show. Tune in every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 a.m.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.